B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
The question is, what's going to happen first? Will Million Dollar Mini Mix number 37 get solved? Or will Leroy finally end his dry spell and get himself a little lady? He's trying. He's like hardcore. Like, he went from being like, I don't know if I'm ready to, you know, just almost hoping for a night where he woke up the next morning because he made a bad decision. And now he's actively shooting his shot with people.
Wow.
In public. Yes. In public. Not yes. even in private. In public.
Look at this smile. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know what sparked this? I think it was Thursday or Friday night. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But the weather was kind of like, you know, cool or whatever. And I said to myself, wow, this would be a great night for a Netflix and chill. Oh, and then man. I said, wait a minute. I got Netflix, but I ain't got nobody to chill with. And I was like, screw it. So anyways, I was on Instagram wasting time as usual. And an R&B singer, I'm not going to say her name because I don't need y'all ruining my chances. I'm not doing it. No.
Beyonce?
No, I'm not. No. So anyways, she goes live. Mm-hmm. And I'm always on her live. But this time I was on there and I said, you know what? I'm going to shoot my shot
on her Instagram.
On her Instagram live.
You creeper.
And no. Here's what I learned. Number one, fear got to go out the door. Toss it. You got to be bold. Toss the fear out the door. So I'm on her live and I'm literally like, No.
What were you saying?
You know, I was just being myself, so I can't tell you word for word what I was saying.
You and me.
No.
Were you asking questions?
She was talking about when I got on, she was talking about, you know, relationships and stuff like that. Okay. So the door was open right there, so I wasn't creeping. Boy. So then I was just, you know, like, I was just like, yo, I was complimenting her. I was like, yo, I'm trying to see what's up with you. Things like that. People in the live was like, yo, this dude is shooting a shot. He's not scared. He's doing it. And she started responding. She was like, oh, okay. Now, listen to this. When you're bold, she said, oh, I like the fact that you're being very bold about this in front of other people. Uh-huh. You have no care in the world. You're just saying, which I wasn't being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I wasn't being creepy. I was just telling her what I thought about her. And so she enjoyed that. Then I kept going. I kept complimenting. I kept saying what I want to say to the point where she said, oh, my God, you're starting to make me blush.
Okay, we need to know what you said.
Yeah.
You can't be vague.
Give us an example.
Yeah, give us like
just going
a couple
at her,
of nuggets.
All right, going so at her in her live, to one, me, yeah. it screams creep.
No, it doesn't. Trust me.
What'd you say?
Yeah. All right, so at one point she was asking people to give like, name some celebrities that kind of, you know, that you find attractive and blah, blah, blah.
And Leroy's like, let me give you my top three.
Oh,
you.
I said to her, it's you. And I was like, listen, this is why. I said, number one, I find you attractive. I love the music that you do. But more importantly, the energy that you give. I love that you're bold and you're just on here. You're expressing yourself. Right. Your transparency. I was going in.
And you said she noticed.
Yes. She absolutely noticed.
So
she said I was making her blush.
Okay.
And then I said in the live, I said, listen, so here's the deal. When you go on tour, and if you happen to be in Boston, I said, I will buy a ticket, come to your show, and hopefully if I get the opportunity, and I wasn't forcing the opportunity, I wasn't saying we got to meet up. I said, if I'm able to see you face to face, I will definitely shoot my shot live.
Wow.
And she said, listen, just know that I keep it 100. If you say something, or if I see you and I'm not really feeling you, I'll let you know. And I said, that's the chance I'm willing to take.
Oh.
Listen, it's on and popping. It's on and popping. No.
How many?
No. That was good. I thought you did a good job.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's on and popping.
How many celebrity couples have you seen, right, where they're like, oh, how'd you two meet? And the celebrity's like, oh, well, they came to my show. They were a fan, and I fell in love with it. That doesn't happen.
Well, wait. How long were you on the live for?
Oh, for about a good 35, 40 minutes.
Oh, my God.
See? No, I think that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Because if he was really being creepy or anything, she would have, like, knocked him out within the first 5 minutes.
I was being very respectful, and, you know, I made her laugh. And it was good. It was
good. I don't know who this is now.
I'm not telling y'all because y'all have ruined it. Last time I told you about Amaka Ubaka and it got messed up.
You with her.
No, I don't know. I'm still bitter about that.
Because he definitely had a chance with Amaka Ubaka.
Hey,
he was
let
right
me,
there.
Listen.
He watched her at 4 o'clock and he's like,
no, listen.
Me and you, babe.
Here's the other key. I think I might have said this earlier. You can't be afraid of rejection. Shoot your shot. If you get rejected, you get rejected and you move on.
You're absolutely right about that.
So it is what it is. I'm done with that. I'm done with being Mr. Shy Guy standing back. I'm just...
Go for it, Leroy.
Yes, exactly.
Go for it.
Oh, yes. God. Write her a song.
No.
Such a long, long time. She is an R&B singer, isn't she?
You're near me. You know, I can't so I've got to ask try to be transparent and it's a question share my story. Can I see one
just give me one
I don't want to hear nothing. If I show up in a year and a half, or 2 years, and I got somebody on my arms, I'm going to say, remember that story I told you? Here she is right here. Don't say nothing to me. But all in all, listen, shoot your shot, people. Don't be scared.
Life lessons from Leroy.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.